can I ask one question
go ahead. Yeah.
How do you even, let's say I go to college, I want to be a pilot. What's my major?
Aviation technology.
Okay.
You're out.
All right.
You're out. You can't do that. That's too much for you.
Probably not. Yeah. I don't know. Communication seemed real easy.
It was, you know? Where we went.
That and sorry, teachers, but education also seemed like one. Oh, I'll just do that. You know, it's.
All right.
I had a roommate that did education. I did communication. They were so vague.
Well, let's get down to nut cutting time here, because Junior seems to have a problem with one of your fraternity brothers.
Yeah, we've heard
Sully
this.
Sullenberger.
Right.
Was he a fraud? What he did landing that thing? Could anyone do that?
No, I think Sully was a hero. That said, I think that the training that we endure all the time, a couple times a year we go to the simulator and train for this stuff, we train for that. And we have trained for it before Sully had that experience.
So if it happened to you, you would have also been a hero.
I would like to think that I could have done it too. Yeah.
And make
I'd
it
like
a little closer to the microphone, just a little bit.
All right, here we go. And I'd like to think that the other 70 plus thousand pilots in the U.S. could pull it off too.
So you're saying it was an easy landing?
I didn't
relatively,
say that.
So he's relative. No.
He's got a bag. He's got nothing.
Yeah. Really, he's got a bag of nothing. It was a relatively easy landing for trained
you could train,
pilot,
as Mike would say about. I think he used to say it about tickers. You could train a chicken to do it.
Well, they said that about pilots too. I guess you know, the first person in space was a monkey. So,
right.
You know, that landing had never been done before, ever. Nobody had ever successfully landed an airplane in the water.
Well, I wouldn't say that about you guys.
No.
I mean, that seems pretty heroic, and I'm up there in the air flying around on those things thinking, man, what those guys do is impossible.
Well, Captain Sullenberger had a great career. He was a, you know, he's an Air Force fighter pilot, and he had a great career in the Air Force, and he had a lot of time flying for the airlines. So that was one of your more experienced pilots in the United States at that time.
You say no one's ever pulled off that move before?
That's correct. Yeah, there'd never been a successful passenger airline ditching in history.
So there's been some who tried to land on the water and the plane, for whatever reason, caught a wing and broke up, crashed?
There have been issues like that. There was one, I think it was in Ethiopia years ago, that had been hijacked. I think a lot of the people
correct.
Survived out of that. But yeah, I mean, what he did had never happened before. And they had a lot going for him, too. The weather was pretty good that day, which you don't see out of LaGuardia mm-hmm. on most takeoffs. Sharp guys, and they didn't have a whole lot of time. I mean, they were in the water in about 4 minutes after they took off.
So could they have made it to the airport, Teterboro?
No.
No. No way.
C. Junior?
So you guys started in 1999.
Correct. At American.
That mean at American in 99. So
right.
you've been a pilot since before
correct,
that.
Correct, yeah. So most folks that get hired at a major airline have probably got 5 to 10 years or more of flying for smaller airlines or corporate operators or the military like Gavin before they get hired at a major airline.
Is this one of those things that you guys knew you wanted to do from the time you were kids?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah. Absolutely. I took a look at Aikman. He was 6'4 and had a cannon for an arm, so I'm not going to be the Cowboys quarterback. So I was like, let's go to that Top Gun thing.
Oh, yeah. Top Gun. Was that a big thing for you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
For real?
Yeah. Fighter jets.
Getting girls.
But I don't know about girls. Motorcycles.
Did you have two careers? Is there one pre-9/11 and one post? Like, did your job change a lot?
That's a great question.
You know, everybody suffered. Everybody suffered. The nation suffered. The pilots. We kind of call it the decade of, you can fill in the blank. It was a tough decade, you know? And we lost, you know, 3,000 Americans and the air crew that we lost.
Yeah, certainly. And I don't want to diminish that. But I'm just saying in the, you know, we all know that. That's all bad, right? But as travelers, our life changed now that we travel. It's so different. Like,
right.
As a pilot, is your life like, I know they used to let the door be kind of open sometimes when, right?
Yeah, it's
pre-9/11,
very it's
the
very
door?
Different. It's the new normal now. I mean, it's been 15 plus years that we've been dealing with this, so we've just gotten used to it. But yeah, we used to blow right past the security guys, and we'd wave as we said, you know, hey, to the airport, and
they didn't check you.
Nobody hassled us.
You were the pilot. You were the kings.
Yeah, and at DFW back in the day, I mean, it didn't matter if you worked at Pizza Hut in the terminal or if you were a pilot. Everybody rode the employee train in, and you walked to work. You never went through security.
And there's programs in place now, federal flight deck officer programs, where we carry 40 cal pistols in the cockpit. So if you get past that door, you might get a rude greeting.
Wow.
Yeah, so the game has changed.
It's changed
dramatically.
Like, and you guys had to get trained for that?
Yeah.
Okay, that was something you had never thought of before.
No, that'd be part of your job description, right?
Yeah.
it's from a career perspective, and, you know, we talk about our brothers and sisters that were laid off for 10 or 15 years, you know, trying to get back to flying. Yeah, it set our career expectations back dramatically. I mean, probably by 8 to 10 years.
Really?
Yeah. So it took a long time
to recover. Affected pocketbooks, perhaps, too?
Big time.
A lot of people had to move, you know, get new jobs, figure out a new career, become a real estate agent.
Divorces, you name it.
It was a tough decade.
So you become a real estate agent, and then all of a sudden the 2008 thing happens, and
exactly.
Like, damn.
It's all pilot's
fault.
Can't
get away from it.
It's pilot error.
What's the most dangerous thing, landing or takeoff?
Depends on the conditions.
Yeah.
Okay, let's say...
Or let's say they're ideal. Ideal conditions.
You know, neither are dangerous from just a basic perspective. I would say that in a landing environment, I've got more energy on the airplane. So I've got options to move the airplane. When you're taking off, you are just starting to accelerate.
Mm-hmm.
You're slow. And you don't have a lot of options. Like it goes back to the Sully story. You know, if you take off out of an airport, you're only at 160, 180 miles an hour on takeoff. We're on landing. I started off at 330, 340 knots and decelerated all the way down to the runway. I've got lots of options with all that energy that's on the airplane. You don't get that when you're taking off. So, yeah. So we train a lot for that.
So I always think maybe this could be Mythbusters or something, because they say you'll read stories like, oh, Love Field is worried about all these birds or whatever. And I'm always saying that that's not that big of a deal. Birds are up there. And are birds a big problem for airplanes? Can a bird fell an airplane?
Well, most fields have a bash program, so they will get rid of the birds. They'll go out and they'll have noise devices to get rid of the population.
Oh, really?
They do.
So you are worried about birds?
The airport is.
Okay.
And that's what caused the Sully flight, right?
Was it a lot of birds?
Yeah, it was a number of Canadian geese, I believe, is what they hit. Right. So it took out both engines on the airplane. And those are big, you know, I don't know what, 15, 20, 25-pound birds each. They destroyed both motors on that airplane.
And then he became a hero, right?
Yep.
Then he became a hero.
See? Exactly.
It was essentially like, you know, putting a bowling ball in an engine.
Yeah.
It's not going to work.
What are tough airports for you?
That's a good question.
Denver?
Not so much.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Altitude doesn't...
DCA, Washington Reagan National.
Yeah, Washington Reagan is probably one of the tougher airports domestically.
What about the airports that are in urban areas like Midway or something like that?
Midway's tough.
Or like Love Field even.
Yeah, Love Field is not... I would not classify that as difficult as Midway. Midway's tough because the runways are really short.
Yeah.
Love Field's got more adequate runways. I don't even know if we go to Midway anymore in America. No. It's been 15 years since I've been up there.
I would say probably at American International is Tegucigalpa.
Honduras.
Honduras.